Pipe Network presents.
Hi, I'm Sting Lacson.
And I'm Rachel.
And you're listening to
the Couch Tomato Podcast.
Okay, this time we'll be reviewing Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yay!
This is the third Spider-Man from director John Watts. So it's written by Chris McKenna and Eric Sommers, based on the Marvel comic by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko. And it stars Tom Holland.
Zendaya. Is it Zendaya? Zendaya.
The Americans pronounce it Zendaya.
Okay, Zendaya.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Jacob Batalon. But actually, it's Batalon.
Jacob Batalon.
Yes, yun.
John Favreau.
Jamie Foxx.
Willem Dafoe.
Alfred Molina.
Benedict Wong.
Marisa Tomei.
Andrew Garfield.
Tobey Maguire.
Andrew Rice.
Hannibal Buress.
Martin Starr.
JB Smoove.
Oh, Smoove.
Sino to?
Mga co-teachers ni Martin Starr.
Ah, okay, okay, okay.
J.K. Simmons.
Charlie Cox. Daredevil.
Riz Ifans.
Thomas Hayden Church.
They're the Lizard and Sandman, respectively. Yes.
So, hindi na to spoiler ha, kasi naglabas na sila ng image na nandun yung dating Spider-Man. Which is also why Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are in the
cast.
Hmm.
If you haven't seen the movie yet, I'm sorry na we mentioned Andrew Garfield din ano.
Hindi, yung akin lang naman beep-beep lang yun.
Okay. Pero yan nga, if you haven't seen the movie yet, just hit pause, just go watch the movie and then come back here to this episode. Anyways, yeah, so let's go to it. What part affected you the most in this film?
Naiyak ako eh.
Oo nga eh. Nung namatay si...
Naiingit ka.
Si Aunt May. Hindi. Kung maalala ka, yung last movie na iniiyakan ko eh. Hindi. Masakap kasi umiyak sa movie. Pero, yun nga eh. Nakita ko siya umiiyak.
Hindi siya pwedeng pilete.
Nakita kita umiiyak kasi. Tapos parang gusto ko din ako umiyak.
No, I didn't think kasi diba this Spider-Man started, I mean, Tom Holland's Spider-Man started na wala na si Uncle Ben.
Mm.
Hindi na siya origin story.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my head, may namatay na. So, wala na yung, you get, parang tapos na yung with great power comes great responsibility shit.
Oh, okay.
But, apparently, someone has to be sacrificed to have that. To finally say that line and, you know, It's like his origin story is his third movie, di ba?
Oh.
Which is nice, but weird.
Do you think, ano, parang since the previous Spider-Man movies had an Uncle Ben, a death, to parang propel his, ano, forward, magkaroon siya ng...
Mag-mature siya, ganyan.
Yung parang magkaroon siya ng driving force to avenge or something. Parang, do you think this needed an Uncle Ben death? And since wala naman Uncle Ben, they just killed off Aunt May. Parang yun yung, ano niya.
I don't, what do you mean? Does it need it?
Oo, kasi the previous ones is ano eh. Ang parang low stakes, high school student, tapos ano.
Hoy, hindi lang high school student si ano. Ah, yung previous films, you mean?
Oh, the previous two.
Well, sabi ko nga, parang it's written in his life eh. Kasi kahit sa Spider-Verse, he lost someone eh, si Miles Morales, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, sa kay Andrew Garfield, it's Gwen Stacy. And then, kay Tobey Maguire, it's Uncle Ben. So, ako, parang siyang, ano, driving force, I guess. I don't think it needed it. I mean, in the previous films, kasi nga, he had Tony Stark to like, you know, mentor the shit out of him. But, I guess iba yung Tony Stark mentoring versus, you know, someone I love died because of me. Or because of my superhero shit.
Dun sa previous two films kasi. Dun sa previous two Spider-Man franchises. Dun sa previous two Spider-Man movies.
Alam mo.
Dun sa previous two Spider-Man, I'm talking about Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. Parang yung death ni ano, it made it more dark eh. Yung death ni Uncle Ben and yung death ni Gwen Stacy. Pero dito, parang yung first two, di ba, Mysterio, tapos si Vulture, may prom pa nga dun sa una.
Parang, very high school.
Oo, tapos it needed the dark ano ata. So I think it's parang, a good idea.
Hello, it's the real world.
Oo.
Being the neighbor, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man has consequences.
Oo. And yun nga, I think it's either MJ or Aunt May. Eh, I think Zendaya has more box office draw. Although Marisa Tomei is still hot, ha?
No, I really like her. sa mga nakikinig pala, we watch this in a cinema. So, sa harap kami nakaupo, which we always do.
Yes.
So, nung nag-flash yung mukha ni Marisa Tomei, parang, ah, ang ganda niya. Tapos biglang mawawala pala siya. Sige, don't die, don't die, don't die, don't die. Tapos biglang, ha, bakit? Yeah, yun actually, I really like Marisa Tomei. I didn't like her to die.
Oh, my.
I mean, I want her to still be in Spider-Man movies.
Oh, my.
More than, oh, si Aunt May na mamatay. Parang gano'n. Sorry.
Pag yung older Aunt May na white-haired, parang okay lang kasi white-haired na yan eh.
Mamatay
na talaga yan. Mamatay na talaga yan. Eh, si Marisa Tomei may asim pa yun eh. Tapos parang makakapanghinayang patayin. Ayun.
Hindi ko alam kung sinabi ko na to dati. Malamang sinabi ko na to dati. But I really like her in ano eh. Only You.
Yun ba yung Oscar winning role niya?
Alam ko hindi. Si Mike, si may something Vinny yata yun.
My cousin Vinny?
Oo.
Oo.
Oh, but yeah. Marisa Tomei, she was with ano, Robert Downey.
Dun sa Only You?
Yeah.
Oo. Yeah, naalala ko yun. Oo. Sige, let's move on from Aunt May's death. No? Kasi mag-get over na rin tayo.
Sige na nga.
Kasi si Happy, natanggap na niya eh. Although very heartbreaking for Happy kasi may girlfriend ka na maasim na gano'n, no? Tapos,
aren't they breaking up?
Hindi, broken up na sila, oo.
Oh.
Pero syempre, asa pa rin yun. Anyway, let's move on to the three Spider-Men na parang yung meme sa internet, yung nagtuturaan, no? Ginawa nila yun, di ba?
Mm-mm. When they announced kung kailan siya mag-digital tsaka Blu-ray.
Oo.
So, sino favorite mo?
Ako, my favorite is Tom Holland. Kasi parang siya yung nasa comics na Spider-Man. Yung
ano, totoong Spider-Man.
Oo.
Totoong Peter Parker din.
Although yung mga naabutan kong comics kasi, nag-work na siya sa Daily Bugle photographer. So, ibig sabihin, hindi na siya teenager.
So, Sam Raimi, meaning Tobey Maguire.
No, I mean sa comics na nabasa ko, photographer na siya. So, meaning, hindi na siya estudyante.
Oo nga. Di ba si Tobey Maguire, hindi na siya estudyante. Mm. Nag-work na siya sa Daily Bugle.
Pero parang mas believable sa akin ang teenager na Spider-Man. Although ang kinalakihan kong Spider-Man ay may trabaho na siya. So, hindi na siya teenager. So, I don't know, in listeners, baka na-confuse kayo ha. Pero, ang favorite ko si Tom Holland kasi yung youthful exuberance ni Spider-Man. Parang na-embody niya. Ikaw, alam ko naman favorite mo eh. Si...
Sino?
Andrew Garfield.
Of course. No, I really like... Well, yung kinalakihan ko, syempre yung si Tobey Maguire, which apparently first pala siya. First Spider-Man. First actor to play Spider-Man. Well, in the movies. Kasi merong may TV show.
Hmm, okay.
But when Andrew Garfield played Spider-Man, parang, I like her. I like him. Tsaka parang ano, mas less awkward
okay
than Tobey Maguire was. Sabi nga dun sa isa nabasa ko, parang si Tobey Maguire was more comfortable as Peter Parker. And then si Andrew Garfield was more Spider-Man, the alter ego. And then Tom Holland is both. That's why he's the best Spider-Man. Agree naman ako na magaling si Tom Holland. I like him. But I also really love Andrew Garfield playing Spider-Man. Sayang lang na ito yung nagpipilit yung Sonyverse. Eh. So they botched his second movie. That's why he didn't get a third one. He's the only one who didn't have a third movie.
May question ako. ewan ko kung alam mo yung sagot. Do you know bakit lahat ng titles ng John Watts na
My Home
o
I think it's a trilogy kasi.
It's not naman parang we loaned Spider-Man to the MCU, now he's coming home.
Ah, I thought of that.
Ah, okay.
He's coming home to, diba, yung first, he was home in the MCU.
Mm.
The second is, what's the second one? The
Homecoming.
Title.
Homecoming, tapos Far From Home.
Far From Home. Far No From Home kasi he's in space.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? And then No Way Home kasi he can't go back to being Spider-Man na. I mean, in the end kasi, sa mga listeners, this is a spoiler, but we don't care. Anyway, parang Doctor Strange had to wipe out the memory of Peter Parker.
Sa lahat ng tao.
Oo. And this is different from wiping out the memory na alam nila na si Peter Parker si Spider-Man. Mm. You get what I mean?
Mm.
Ito, hindi talaga nila kilala like si Zendaya tsaka si Ned. They wouldn't know who Peter Parker is. Hindi lang basta-basta makakalimutan nila na Peter Parker is Spider-Man, but they really don't know who Peter Parker is. Just so they can save the universe para hindi mag-multiverse sa Spider-Man movie na to. Kasi may next movie pa si Doctor Strange.
Mm, the Multiverse of Madness, Ben?
Yes, oo.
Oh.
So, he can't go back home. It's not that he can't go back to the MCU kasi I think meron na silang agreement na yung loaning thank you to Tom Holland for that.
Mm.
But, ayun, he can't go back to being the way before.
Okay, may isa pa akong question. Bakit yung, di ba, yung mga villains like si Alfred Molina, si Jamie Foxx, nung pumunta sila sa universe ni Tom Holland, they were pulled into the universe before they died, di ba? Parang mamamatay na dapat sila but bigla sila napunta sa universe na yun.
Oh.
So, obviously, pinabata ng konti si Dr. Octopus para mag-match dun sa itsura niya nung before he died sa Spider-Man 2.
Mm-mm.
Eh si Tobey Maguire, kailan siya na-pull out? Hindi naman before. Parang pinatandaan
naman
siya.
I think he was pulled where he was.
Ah, okay. So yung age niya, like 45 for example, a 45-year-old Peter Parker sa universe niya, don't
I think
na-pull.
Tobey Maguire is 45, but the Peter Parker might not be 45. Anyway, yes.
The 40s Spider-Man from his universe, doon siya pinol into this.
Oo, di ba sa Spider-Verse, meron din ganun.
So, hindi na siya kailangan i-de-age. Parang, yun na yun, story na yan. Basta,
I think also kasama din doon yung ano eh. Itong Spider-Man ni Tobey Maguire at Spider-Man ni Andrew Garfield. Kumbaga, experienced na sila. So, yung wisdom that they will give to Tom Holland or you share with him na high school pa lang, ganyan-ganyan. Kasama sa growing up yun. So, pag ipupull mo sila on the same age na he was, Andrew Garfield lalo na kasi high school pa lang din siya dun sa movies niya. So, walang growth. Or konti lang yung growth. Diba?
Hmm. Okay. Fair enough, sige. Since we're on the subject of Alfred Molina, natuwa ako dun sa ano. Actually, natuwa ako dun sa na kinuha nila si Alfred Molina and Willem Dafoe. I think, balak naman nila at akunin lahat, pero pinapos lang ng budget kay Reese Evans tsaka kay ano.
No, hindi sila available to film, but they voiced their characters.
Okay.
Actually, ang nakapansin nito is si Dylan.
Yeah, yung teenager namin.
Oh, na parang old footage daw ba? Parang old footage daw yung ginamit kay Thomas Hayden Church tsaka kay Reese Evans.
Mm-hmm.
The moment that they were transforming back into their human selves.
Oo. I think also, ano, kaka-binge lang din ni Dylan ng ano eh, recently sa Netflix nung old Spider-Man movies.
Oo, kasi he so wanted to watch it. Nung lumabas pa lang nung January. But there were a lot of, ano, pandemic cases, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, sabi ko, intayin na lang natin sa, ano, mag-Disney Plus. Eh, ang tagal. Tapos, ano, tuwang-tuwa siya actually. So, fresh na fresh sa kanya yung, ano, yung footages ng old Spider-Man movies.
Pero, regardless if ano, if kakabihin siya niya or not, that kid has a sharp eye. Pansin ko dati, he can tell the difference between ano, footage shot on film and digital video.
Yeah.
Kasi tinanong niya ako before, why do 80s movies look different from modern movies? And I answered him, they're shot on film. Although I don't think he knows na how film works, but soon he will. Anyway, sige.
Imagine mo lang if all the villains were there, di sobrang jam-pack na yung ano. Oh, actually, kahit voice lang si Riz Ifans works naman eh.
Mm,
kasi okay. yung villain naman there is really the lizard. Yeah. Diba? Pero I really think na yung... Diba dati hindi pa uso yung... Hindi pa ganito kalaki yung superhero movies.
Oo.
Back when Alfred Molina and Willem Dafoe played villains. So it's nice to see na, you know, now, na sobrang saturated na yung superhero genre. Is it a genre? Yung superhero films, I don't like to call it a genre. Parang angat pa rin yung... I mean, these are, ano, award-winning actors.
Hmm.
Diba?
Yeah. Hi, I'm GP, and I'm a first-time dad. Join me in my new podcast about my parenting journey, where I discuss things that brand new or expecting parents should know. Check out First Time Dad on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other major podcast platforms. Gusto ko din na si Alfred Molina was the good guy.
The only reason naman he turned bad was because of the chip.
Oh, since inayos nila yung chip sa spine niya, good guy siya. And at least may isa silang kakampi na ano, para pumanta yung lakas. Kasi malakas yung villains eh. If Dr. Octopus was on the villain side, parang dehado talaga yung mga Spider-Man. At least, medyo na balance nung Doc Ock was on their side. So,
pero seamless din naman kasi yung pagka-integrate nito eh. I mean, I read na there are parang mga errors. Like kunyari, I mean, electricity would be the death of Alfred Molina's Doc Ock, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Basta, if you find faults, meron ka man makikita, hindi siya perfect. Dun sa story, ah. But imagine na they put this together to incorporate yung tatlong Spider-Man movies ni Tobey Maguire, yung dalawa ni Andrew Garfield.
Mm-hmm.
In one whole film, which really works. For me, it works kasi parang wow. I mean, feeling ko kung pinanood natin to sa cinema nung January, kasi hanggang ngayon, humihiyaw pa rin yung mga tao, hindi lang tayo yung maingay sa sinehan.
Oo. Oh,
there are other people na sobrang natutuwa nung pumasok si Andrew Garfield, nung pumasok si Tobey Maguire, nung dumating si Doc Ock, nung dumating si Goblin, even nung nagsalita ng Tagalog doon, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we watched it during the first week. Sobrang wow. And I'm sure there are a lot of faults. If you want to find faults, mayroon din naman. But yung Avengers kasi, they set that up eh.
Yeah.
They used a lot of movies to set that up, which is impressive on its own. Pero ito, parang it's I don't want to say more impressive, pero mas malaki yung challenge ng writers dito. Who are the writers and producers of Community, by the way, the TV show? Anyway, okay. Mas malaki yung challenge to, you know, sew this story together.
Yeah. Eh, yung nabasa ko din sa ng mga reviews, parang ang sabi, on the surface, it looks like fan service. Like, they did this for the fans. Oh, but it's, ano eh, it worked on that level, pero it also worked on na hindi siya mukhang pilit. Na parang, ginawa niya lang, pinagsama-sama niya lang yung old Spider-Man para humiyaw yung mga tao.
It actually makes sense.
Oo. And I think, ang malaking factor dyan is si Doctor Strange. Because, kung wala si Doctor Strange, it won't make sense yung multiverse eh. Pero, kailangan mo na hocus-pocus magic para ma-pull off na bakit may ibang Spider-Man from another dimension? Ah, kasi si Doctor Strange. So,
ito, I have a question.
Sige.
Bakit villains lang tsaka Spider-Man lang yung na-pull dun sa universe ni Tom Holland?
I think yung central figure kasi nung spell na ginawa ni Doctor Strange is si Tom Holland. Si Peter Parker, diba? And parang like a black hole. Parang pinaka may gravity sa buhay niya. Oh, yun yung mga na-draw niya.
So scientific.
Hindi, ganun. Parang kasi yun yung pinakamalakas na-pull sa buhay niya.
So, bakit walang Mary Jane? Walang Aunt
ayun
May's?
Lang. Ayun lang. I guess, mas malakas ang pull ng kinakalaban niya kaysa sa ano.
No, but remember the spell? He asked, pinatanggal niya yung... Dapat alam din ni Aunt May, dapat alam din ni nung friends niya. So, there's no friends there. Just the villains. No Aunt May's. Diba una ang request niya is for everyone to forget who Peter Parker really is or who Spider-Man really is.
Mm.
And then, binabawi-bawi niya isa-isa, diba? Aunt May should know.
Oh.
And then, his friends should know.
Mm. Well, my theory there is, for all we know, they got pulled also. Pero, parang, oh, where are we?
Huwag na natin isama sa story kasi magulo na.
Oh, and then, yung talagang maghahanap kay Peter Parker is yung mga may galit sa kanya, which is yung villains, like si Dr. Octopus. Where's that Peter Parker? I'm gonna look for that guy. Eh yung sina ano, sina Mary Jane. Oh, we're just in this universe, okay. How do I call Peter? I don't have his number. Okay. Ganon, walang drive to look for him talaga. Unlike yung mga may galit talaga kay Peter. Anyway, if you want an answer to that, you can go to Reddit. I'm sure there is ano, a fan theory there that will appease your... Ano,
okay, I have another question.
Ano?
Is this inspired by Spider-Verse?
Or... Oh, I think so. I think so. Yeah, I think.
I was kind of hoping Miles Morales would show up there.
Oh, my. The closest ano, to Miles Morales they had was a reference to... There could black be a Spider-Man, black Spider-Man, yeah. in another dimension, diba? So, and maybe the reason they didn't pull Peter... ano, Miles Morales din kasi he's not Peter Parker, he's Miles Morales. Pero if there was a black Peter Parker, sasama nila yun. But since he's not Peter Parker, he's Spider-Man but he's not Peter Parker. So, wag na natin confuse yung audience. Let's just stick to Peter Parker's na lang. Maybe, okay. I don't know. Sige.
This is worth a rewatch, actually.
Yes, so, definitely. Oh.
As in, excited pa rin ako panoorin siya ulit.
Ulit.
Totoo.
Oo, okay.
Kahit na ayokong makitang mamatay ulit si Marisa Tomei.
There are,
I mean, her character.
There are little, ano doon ah, parang mga Easter eggs. For example, yung sa paligid ng New York, may mga graffiti doon, Ditko, si Steve Ditko, yung co-creator ng Spider-Man. Napapansin mo ba yan? Ditko?
Oo. Like, yes.
Okay, okay. Very good. Good for you. Anyway, ayun, feeling ko marami pa mga maliliit na bagay. And those things come to the forefront on the second rewatch. On the rewatch. And the succeeding rewatches. No? Ang maganda rin sa end credit scene, no, yung Venom. Does that mean na Venom will become part of the MCU na?
I think not that Venom. Kasi he was, you know, transported back to his universe.
Mm-mm.
But he left a symbiote there.
Ah, okay.
Diba?
Oh.
I was wondering nga if it would be the bartender, which is in Ted Lasso, the actor in Ted Lasso.
Ah, oh, si Rojas.
Or another actor. Who knows?
Mm, could be, could be. Ito naman kasing deal with ano eh, Sony and Disney. Parang feeling ko, hanggat okay pa sila, sige, let's ano this. Pero pag may naging greedy na dyan, kakatalo
diba, muntik na ngang hindi mangyari.
Oo nga eh.
Ang third movie.
Yung, ano ko nga, yung isa kong nakakita, parang, ewan ko kung totoo yun ha, but Disney wants to buy Spider-Man from Sony for $10
billion. What?
Tapos, naisip ko, ilan dyan na mapupunta sa family ni Steve Ditko and ni, well, si Stan Lee, obviously, pero si Steve Ditko kasi nilalaban nila yung dati pa na co-creator yan, dapat may royalties din yan. And, and ang binayad kay George Lucas for Star Wars was $4.6 billion lang nung binili nila yung Star Wars from George Lucas, no? Parang, is Spider-Man that, ano, that lucrative na $10 billion? They're willing to shell out $10 billion?
Parang siyang, ano eh, parang siyang Batman. Yung very relatable character. Batman is not relatable because he's insanely rich. But, you get what I mean? Parang, masyadong kilala.
From the spider powers, he's like a normal guy.
Oo. At saka nga, Spider-Man is well-known everywhere. Hindi siya yung mga tipong kailangan mo pa na introduction. Like, diba, Disney is introducing a lot of heroes like the Eternals, which we also have a review. Please listen to it.
Yes.
Ano, you get... Ako, wala akong... Hindi ko alam ang Eternals eh. I just knew it when they introduced it. Si Spider-Man, you didn't really need to introduce him to me because it's Spider-Man.
Oh, he's is like part of pop culture na talaga.
But I think, ano, I think as long as it's mutually, you know, pareho silang nakikinabang dito.
Mm.
But I think baka Spider-Man may be less of a figure in the MCU than he was.
Mm.
Kasi parang they eliminated the Tony Stark connection eh. I mean, nobody in the Avengers should remember him, di ba?
Mm.
So, yeah. Parang ni-reboot nila si Peter Parker ni Tom Holland. I think he will still play the character. Parang nag-renew yata siya ng contract. But could be in a different tone or something.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's a different trilogy. I think renew niya for a trilogy again eh.
Oo.
Another three films. So maybe it's a different director, hindi na si John Watts. Pero these three, yung Home series, parang they're very good. I think they work well together and ano.
Tsaka I think it's the first time in the MCU na yung three movies ng isang character were directed by just one person. So napaka-cohesive niya.
Mm, okay.
I'm not sure if the writers are also all the same, but
gusto ko lang din pala banggitin na ano, I mentioned this in a previous episode. I forgot which one. You can listen to all the episodes na lang. Find out. Joke lang. What I know. What a
no, it's
shot.
Not a joke. It's true, but
and then, parang sabi ko before sa Batman, yung pagpapalit ng actor ng Batman, nung una hindi ko gusto kasi medyo gusto ko isa lang talaga. Pero eventually, I compared it to Shakespeare. Like, you have different actors play Hamlet.
Mm-mm. Different takes, parang, different interpretations.
Oo. So, Batman is DC's Hamlet. And I think for Marvel, this is the closest. Parang this is could be their Hamlet, the Spider-Man. Parang they have three Spider-Mans na.
So far.
Oh, so, pero I think Batman has more depth to the character na it can be comparable to a Hamlet rather than the Spider-Man. Kasi Spider-Man medyo ano eh, parang Kenkoy pa eh. No, not naman Kenkoy. Parang ano,
kasi
it's
he's
not
young?
That deep yet. I don't know eh, hindi ko ma-pinpoint eh. But parang mas malalim si Batman as a character. Parang yung Batman ni Clooney is ibang-iba sa Batman ni Bale. Pero dito naman, parang ano lang pagkakaiba ng Spider-Man ni Maguire and ni Garfield and ni Holland. Aside from how they look like. Parang hindi naman ganun kalaki yung difference ng I don't know ah, but this could be their Hamlet. So, bakit nyo kinikast si Tom Holland? You could have cast another Spider-Man. Parang naman iba naman, diba? Pero, I guess
separate na tatlo. Well, Andrew Garfield is not donning the suit again. But, sayang, but...
Mm, well, yun lang yung, ano ko, ang gusto kong sabihin na this could be their Hamlet. Anyway, one final point before we end.
Yes, there is Tagalog, Filipino. And yeah. I thought it was just like one word. Kasi excited na tayo, ganun lang, di ba?
Mm.
But madami siya. And you will not see subtitles, which is cool kasi you all people should know to speak how to speak Filipino.
Oh. And yung the line is translated by Ned anyway.
What
did you say?
Roughly.
So you don't need subtitles pag ganun, pag if a character is translating it naman on the screen. Pero I did not think I would see it in my lifetime na Filipino will be spoken in a major Hollywood film.
Madaming beses na actually, but by far, ito yung mahaba
longest,
eh.
Oh. Yung pinakanaala ko yung the first was yung, I think it's The Rock ni Nicolas Cage and ni...
May Tagalog dun?
Mayroon scene dun na Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery, diba?
Yeah, may Tagalog dun.
May scene they're running through a restaurant, then pumasok sila sa kitchen, and then yung isang waiter parang sumigaw in Tagalog na, "Hoy, parang huwag kayong maghabulan dito." Something like that. I forgot the exact line. But
ito mahaba eh.
Oo, ito mahaba. And then there's also Filipino references like, sa 30 Rock na TV show. Pero they reference it lang. Wala talagang character who speaks Tagalog. Meron din isang show. There's another show. Superstore ang title ng show. Meron doon character na Filipino. And then may sequence din doon na medyo maraming sinabi na Tagalog. But that's a TV show. So, I think this one, like you said, is sa movies, so far, this one has the longest Filipino dialogue. And it makes me happy.
I have an anecdote to this. Eh.
Ayan, sige.
So, I have a friend. She migrated to the US.
Shout out mo.
Shout out to Lana and Keith and Caleb. Yun. Si Caleb yung anak nila. So, he's learning Tagalog. May tutor siya sa Tagalog. Kasi syempre, I guess, you know, you want, kahit ako kung doon ako nakatira, gusto ko natin marunong mag-Tagalog yung anak ko, diba? Or nakakaintindi. So, they watch, I mean, Caleb and his classmates watch it or his friends, yata. And then, nung dumating yung scene na yon, which involves yung lola ni Ned, actually, diba? So, he translated for them na nakakatuwa kasi kahit na hindi siya lumaki na nagsasalita ng Tagalog, he could actually translate it for his friends. Mm. Even before Ned. Kasi yung translation na naman ni Ned, ano eh.
Condensed na.
Oo, oh. Condensed na. So,
mm.
So, it's nice. And, you know, sabi mo nga, Filipino is the, what,
fourth most spoken language in the US.
So, I guess, kailangan natin ng TV show na Dora, pero Filipino.
Si ano? Si Blue's Clues?
Si Blue's Clues, hindi naman siya nagtatagalog dun eh.
May episode daw yun, may Lola.
Nandun si Lola, of course. Niya. Lola din. But, it's not what I'm saying. Like, an actual Dora.
Hmm.
Kasi Dora, if, you know, if you listeners don't know, Dora is Spanish. Parang sanctioned siya by the government so that people will learn, kids will learn Spanish. Kasi yung captioning doon by the US, whatever.
Okay. Mayroon din palang cartoon. Hindi ko alam. May cartoon na ano. Bisaya naman yung lola niya, Bisaya. So, may Bisaya na ano din. Pero, hindi ko alam, hindi ko maalala yung title. But, there is, ano. Anyway, yun niya. I didn't think na in my lifetime I would see that. But, we just did. And, it's great. Okay.
Sa dulo pala, there are no after credits. Mid credits si Venom. After credits, it's a trailer of Doctor Strange. Multiverse of Madness.
Oh.
I was hoping it's a new footage, but it's just a trailer. Well,
it's the same trailer that you've seen before.
If you've seen it. So, kung naihi na kayo, pwede nyo nang i-forgo yung end credits.
Oh. Pero, you have to stay for the credits kasi you have to watch the names of the people who worked on this film.
Yes.
Oh, yan. Pero, pagdating nando sa, pagtapos na lahat ng names, pwede na umuwi. Anyway, sige, let's give it our rating. Gawin ba natin yung anong una?
Sige.
Sige, wait lang ha.
Ilalagay namin. I-delista lang namin yung...
Yeah, so we're just gonna write down the...
Calculator ko na lang ilalagay, ha?
Ah, sige. Sige, ako din. Para hindi tayo influenced ng ano.
Oo. Kasi, copying the seatmate, eh. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Wait. 1, 2, 3, go. Very good. So she gave it an 8.7. I gave it an 8.6. That's an average of 8.65.
Ang bilis ng math.
Lahati lang eh. Ayun, so that was our review of Spider-Man.
No Way Home.
You can send us a message at thecouchtomato@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on social media at thecouchtomato on Twitter.
You can access the entire podcast archive on the website, thecouchtomato.com.
And of course, you can listen to The Couch Tomato podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and other major podcast platforms.
Also, The Couch Tomato is part of the Pipe Network. Check out other movie and TV podcasts such as Review, 480 TV Pod, and Please Pause.
Thank you for listening. Till the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.